WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. The comedy Jeffrey is the latest indication that Hollywood has indeed gone a little gay. Lots of stars appear in this Hollywood movie, adapted by Paul Rudnick from his hit stage play about sex in the age of AIDS. Guest film critic Steve Weinberg has this review.
The gay comedy Jeffrey has a ticklish, tinsely charm. The title character, played by Steven Weber, is so freaked out by the prospect of sex in the age of AIDS that he opts for celibacy. Then, naturally, he meets the man of his dreams, Steve, Mark T. Weiss, who's HIV positive. That's the premise. And from it, the writer, Paul Rudnick, adapting his stage play, strings a collection of bits, blackout sketches, on the themes of Jeffrey's desire and his sexual paranoia. Sigourney Weaver shows up in the most uproarious one, in a blinding white suit, as a TV celebrity billed as the nation's hottest postmodern evangelist. Swinging her mic like a shot put, she exhorts her live audience to get out their aggressions on the loved ones who've mistreated them. Beaming at her own streamlined technique, Weaver's like Mac the Knife as a New Age therapist. Her chief target is Kathy Najimy, smiling desperately, her hair done up like a broomstick.
It sounds to me like you've got a problem with everybody's favorite.
Low self-esteem!
Of course, I don't know you. Maybe you should have low self-esteem.
I just really want a relationship.
You want a relationship?
Because you're afraid!
Right. It all goes back to mother, doesn't it? Did you love your mother?
Yeah, I guess.
Don't lie to me.
Okay.
I'll call her.
Right.
Did she withhold?
Well...
Was there abuse?
No, I don't...
Dig deep?
Yes, definitely. Yes.
Go see her.
Okay.
Tell her. Mom. You were chilly.
Yeah, chilly.
You forgot my birthday. You beat me with a baseball bat. But I understand.
I understand.
I forgive.
I love you.
And Mom. Now you're old.
Oh, God.
You've got a plastic hip. And I've got the bat!
When it comes to dramatizing anything, Rudnick is hopeless. He simply turns maudlin. He resorts to the same cliches Broadway's homosexual characters have been spouting since the coming out monologue in A Chorus Line. A nauseous mix of gay pride and gay masochism. And Steven Weber, as a man who hangs on the sidelines, paralyzed, has nothing to play. None of the actors who are stuck working through the actual plot of Jeffrey ever gets unstuck. Mark T. Weiss, Brian Batt as a chorus boy with AIDS, even Patrick Stewart as Jeffrey's best pal and interior decorator. Weiss does have a nifty come-on style, though, and Stewart, sleekly stage-trained, gets off some well-heeled epigrams. That's what Rudnick is gifted at. He writes sharper one-liners than any of the other gay playwrights currently on the scene, and director Christopher Ashley uses the right deluxe birthday bash approach to the material. He's not great at staging, but he's full of colorful pop ideas like throwing a little Busby Berkeley into a hoedown sequence. The high society hostess of the hoedown, an AIDS benefit, is Christine Baranski of TV's Sybil. And plenty of other talented actors show up in cameos. Nathan Lane is a gay priest who gooses Jeffrey as he genuflects. Deborah Monk is Jeffrey's mother dispersing frank sexual advice while she putters about the kitchen. And Kevin Nealon is a straight newscaster, ill at ease covering a gay march. The best joke of all is a running gag. Jeffrey and his friends live in a virtually all-gay world, where waiters and clothing salesmen feel free to put in their 2 cents worth. The guest stars seem to be having a splendid time, and the combination of their generosity and the steady good humor of the film give Jeffrey a sweet spirit. Even the sentimentality doesn't wreck the party.
Steve Weinberg writes about film for the Boston Phoenix and teaches at College of the Holy Cross.